We're back. 15 games to go. I mean, what do you guys have to do?
Well, we got to continue to win, number one. And, you know, I don't know. We still have a big game left with Dallas, but that's way down the road there. So the big thing is that, you know, we have four home games. And, you know, obviously you got to win all your home games, and then we'll see what happens from there. But still a steep hill to climb, but, you know, we still have hope. It's written right up there on the board, the audacity of hope. Okay.
I think that was somebody else's line you stole.
Yeah, it is, but it works for us too, so we'll use it for us also.
Do you actually, you know, look at the schedule, look at Dallas' schedule and kind of figure out?
Well, we did initially, you know, you just kind of look and see how many plus 500 teams they play, playoff contention teams and things like that, but not right now, I tell you, you know, I think all of our emphasis and all of our work have to go on, you know, playing Philadelphia tomorrow, so that becomes the most important game on our schedule.
And that game in Golden State, you know, the score of those points, I mean, that feels good. Is that just something you're going to just keep putting that pedal down?
Well, we've been a good offensive team. You know, we've always been a good offensive team with a lead to go to the same team at the league. We've scored a bunch of points since the All-Star game, but we still have to find a way to guard somebody. You have to come up with stops, and I keep saying that. And, you know, the only way that all of this is going to come true is and us to have a chance at this, that we have to actually do it, you know, down the stretch of games or at crucial situations, we've got to be able to come up with a stop. But we're going to score points. That's the way out.
When looking at your schedule, do you see any games that stand out in maybe the most difficult?
All of them. You know, and I think if you look at an NBA schedule, you know, there's not a team that you can go, yeah, we'll be okay here, here, here. I mean, San Antonio found that out last night when you go to Oklahoma City and play. And, you know, we had a tough game with them. And I think at this stage right now, you know, you have teams playing for different reasons. And although Oklahoma City, I think they got 19 wins or something like that, it doesn't really matter. You know, they've got young guys that are still continuing to play hard. And, you know, there's other teams that you play where they're playing for playoff position. And other teams you play that are just trying to get in the playoffs. So there's no easy games at this stage of the season. I think everybody's playing for different reasons, but you still got to go out and actually win the game.
You got to feel good, though. You only have one more back-to-back left.
Yeah, that's good. But, you know, Shaq was pretty good in the back-to-back. I know everybody's been talking about that. That's been kind of the topic of discussion. But, you know, he was really good in the Golden State game. So I think it does help us that we don't have any more one back-to-back left. But we still got an uphill battle. But, you know, as I told you guys time and time again, until they put that little Y or X by our name in the paper, we feel like we've got a chance to make the playoffs.
What about the Sixers? I mean, now that they don't have Elton, their dynamic has changed. They've returned back to the running game.
They're just like we talked about. They're a team that's going to play in the open court. They're really, really athletic. When you look at you know, guys like Iguodala, you know, the kid from Georgia Tech is a very good player also. It's very athletic. You know, Thaddeus Young. So we just have to make sure that we're not giving up any easy baskets. They're also a team that you turn the ball over and in transition, they will just run it right down your throat. So we've got to make sure that we're not turning the ball over, and we have to make them beat us from the outside.
So Maurice Spates put up, I think, 24 on you last time. Any different plans for this game?
Well, no, I mean, you know, he played well. He shot the ball well against us, and he's a real talented guy. It doesn't surprise me because, you know, we had him in a couple of times here. He's a real talented player. We got to do a better job of taking away just the easy baskets that he has. You know, he had so many easy baskets in the paint against us, and he made some little mid-range jump shots. But he's a very good player. But obviously the guy that makes him go is Andre Miller. You know, when Andre plays well, they very seldom ever lose. And, you know, they've got great athletes on the outside also. Excuse me, great finishers. So we got to do a good job against those guys also.
Talk a little bit about the effectiveness of the zone against the Warriors versus how that looked against Miami.
Well, you know, we did a good job of making them shoot outside shots in Golden State, and we didn't do that good of a job in Miami because Dwayne Wade broke us down and drove the ball to the basket and found open shooters. And so if we're in a zone, then basically we're saying that we'd like for you to beat us over the top and not drive in and have the ball right in the teeth of our defense. We didn't do a good job with that in Miami.
seemed like in Miami the baseline was open and that was shut down against the Warriors a little bit better. Is that better communication or?
Well, when you say the baseline is open for Dwayne Wade. You know, that's a whole different, you know, that's a different animal, you know, than just an average guy catching it on the baseline. So we did do a good job against the Warriors, but as you can see, when Dwayne Wade have the ball, there's always lanes open. I don't care what kind of defense you're in. And he just did a good job of beating us to the basket and then finding, you know, open guys. I mean, he found three-point shooters that did a good job. He found Beasley. You know, both of those young kids from them had great games against us. It all depends. You know, I don't think it's anything that you say we're definitely going to go zone more. We definitely not going to go zone. It just all depends on how the game is going and what stage of the game that you're in. I am when it works. I'm not when it doesn't, though. But no, I mean, I think you got to do whatever you have to do to try to give your team the best chance to win. And we thought against Golden State that playing a zone might help us, and it did. So we played it. There's been other games where we hadn't played, you know, not any zone. So it just all depends on how the game's going and what we're trying to do.
Are you surprised that zones don't have better success on a professional level with a 24-second shot clock?
Well, no, because, you know, you can't plug up the lane. I mean, that's what zones are. And, you know, you can only be in the lane for 3 seconds, so your big guy's always trying to get in and out, in and out. And that still opens up to a lot of driving lanes. Plus, you know, there's always shooters on the floor in the NBA. You know, it works in college because sometimes there's maybe only two shooters out of the five that you got out there. In the NBA, you probably have three, maybe four shooters out there. So it's tough covering the corners, getting the wings covered, and trying to take the ball out of the inside. So that's why I think it's been a little bit ineffective in the NBA.
A couple of games versus the previous six. I know the opponents a little bit less, but have you noticed that as far as your team's concerned?
No, because I think we played hard. You know, I think the big thing for us is that we played hard. We were in all of those games that we lost. You know, we were just playing, you know, real quality opponent. And it was tough because we went through a 3 to 5 minute stretch there where we struggled. And, you know, that can get separation for those teams. We've been able to, you know, create that ourselves in the last two games where, you know, down the stretch in the Oklahoma City game, LB made some big shots for us. And then I just thought we did a great job. Everybody out did a great job in the Golden State game in the third quarter where we got separation because we were able to score 46 points.
Any predictions for the Final Four?
I don't care what happens as long as Kansas is there, okay? No, I don't. You know, it's really strange. I think North Carolina is probably the most talented team. But, you know, I think when you're talking about one game, you know, for 40, you know, minutes, anything can happen. You know, anything can happen. So I think there's been a ton of times where the best team in the country has not won the national championship. I know when we won the national championship, we were in at 18-11 to start the tournament, you know, as the seventh seed. So I think it's the most exciting time for basketball there is. You know, I really do. You know, everybody gets excited. And, you know, if you're at Prairie View or you're at, you know, one of the smaller schools that's in and you get to play a North Carolina or a Louisville or somebody like that, you know, I think it's great.
What do you think of Hansborough's game?
Huh?
Hansborough's game.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, that's wild scouts to talk about it.
I'll turn it off.
Yeah. I'll turn it off, I'll tell you. Well, he knows. He knows. Hey, they hadn't beaten him since he was in, I think he was in 8th grade. They've had a lot of success against, you know, Duke since he's got. I don't think Hansborough's ever lost a game over at Durham. So, you know, it says a lot.
Your bench production, since you took over, particularly the last couple of games, how much of that is them just giving the opportunity, or are you giving them the opportunity?
Well, you know, I think that the one thing that we talked about is that we tried to stay engaged. We wanted everybody to stay engaged in the game. And one way of doing that is, you know, trying to stick them in and play them a few minutes here and there. And I think if you you know, anyone knows that have ever played or has been a basketball player that if you've gotten in the game, you seem to be more focused on the game and be engaged in it. So that's all we've tried to do. We get a few minutes of Goran here and there. You know, we put Jared in. If he's going good, he gets to play a lot of minutes. I think the best thing about those guys is that they understand how they work. So, you know, we've put guys in and had to take them out in a minute and a half or 2 minutes. You know, they don't seem to mind that. They know that what we're trying to get accomplished. So our bench has been really, really good in that respect.
You allow them a little bit more freedom to make mistakes, but at the same time, I mean, it's kind of tough because you want your starters in, but try to give them the rest.
Well, I think you got to rest the starters. And the other thing is that I think that, you know, it's tough as a reserve guy. You know, you can't feel like if I go in and make a mistake, then I'm going to be taken out right away. Then I don't think you can play really loose, and I don't think you can just play instinctively. So, you know, to me, I don't want guys out there thinking. I just want them out there, you know, trying to play and do the best they can. So if they make a mistake, they make a mistake. You know, our starters make mistakes. So I don't think you can take a guy and jerk him out of the game because of that.
Talk about Tucker's defense on McGetty the other night.
Well, I thought all of our guys did a good job. You know, the one thing about Corey is that, I mean, obviously he's known for shooting a ton of free throws night in and night out and taking the ball to the basket. I thought we did a good job of defending him without fouling him. Usually he tries to create a lot of contact. I thought our guys did a good job of just holding the ground. And after the first, you know, three or four plays that he made where he got to the line, I thought we did a good job of not doing that.
Shortens the game by like half an hour if you don't
follow the sound. Yeah. It does, because I tell you, he shoots a lot of free throws. He's very good at taking the ball to the basket, just making contact. And I think in that respect, I just know somebody's going to get hurt. This one, you know, I just feel it. Okay. Yeah, exactly, yeah. But where were we now? As I look at
it.
Yeah. So.
But how much are you using those guys too? I mean, you got to start developing young guys, right?
Well, I think that's true too, and I think they need to play. You know, what we've tried to do is that we've tried to put one guy in early so that he's playing with the starters, you know, so that there's not a lot of pressure on him or not a lot of, you know, he doesn't have to make a lot of plays. So I think that's important, and then we try to, you know, then sub someone else in, but we try not to put them in bulk, you know, where you're putting three or four guys in at one time.
Kind of like having Doe play the end of the first half the other day, even though it didn't go well the last couple of times, but before that it was one, right?
Exactly, yeah. And then, you know, we had some mental mistakes that cost us in that game, but, you know, I thought we came back out the third quarter and really, you know, refocused on what we had to get done. That was important, and we got a lead, and then I thought we played well the rest of the way.
Is Jared comes in, can you immediately sense whether he's got it or he doesn't, and if he's going good?
I don't think Jared can ever play poorly, I mean, because of what he does, you know. I think he's a guy that does all the little intangible things that you don't see on the stat sheet, so, you know, I don't really judge a guy by the way he plays, if he's making shots or not making shots, especially a guy like him. I think you judge him, you know, overall what he brings to our team. And every night out there, I don't know if he's ever played a bad game for us, you know, the minutes that he's been out there, because I think he does so many things that even if he misses two or three shots, I don't see that as a part of judging if he played well or not.
Today, the first day you've been able to scrimmage since your first day?
This is it. This is the first time we've scrimmaged since whatever, February, whatever, 14th, 15th, 16th, whatever it was. We hadn't had a chance to even practice at all, so it's worked out. It's worked out great, and I think the guys, you know, it's the first time actually that Strobel's ever had a chance to practice, you know, where we're actually running up and down the court and doing some things.
Do you come in to a game with a rough idea how you want the rotation to go, or are you doing it all on the field?
Well, we have a general idea how we want it to go. But, you know, obviously foul trouble and the way guys going, and, you know, usually we take Jay Rich and Matt out, you know, in the first quarter. Or, you know, Jay Rich sometimes we let play the first quarter, but we've been taking him out early, but he was going so well up there that, you know, we just let him play through it, and then we'll sub accordingly, you know. I don't like to just say that at the 6 minute mark this guy's coming out, because if he's going real good, you know, guys have a tendency to not want to do that. So we kind of we have a rough estimate of what we want to do, but we can go away from it easily, you know, if a guy's going well.
And you like to keep it blended with starters and reserves?
Yeah, but you know, we've had a situation where we may have had one starter out there and we've had four reserves. And to be honest with you, those have been the guys that have kind of got separation for us over the last couple of games.
Yeah. So. And then he, like the game, 2 games ago, he took it to where Goran hit that three, and you're like,
I know, I
a lot of times
it,
you yeah. like,
I hate to take a guy.
You can ride it, but you don't want
to. Yeah, I hate to take a guy out. Well, yeah, but I hate to take a guy out, and I already had Steve at the table. I hate to take a guy out if he just made a shot. Yeah. You know, that's really kind of the toughest thing, but. You know, we already had a guy, you know, we had Steve there to take him out, and he had played kind of the minutes that we wanted him to, so. But it gets to be tough, you know. You don't want to take a guy out if he's just making a shot.
Seems like you've done some different things recently to get Shaq the ball in better position, bringing him from the weak side to the strong side, using some screens in the lane. Is that an adjustment, or just?
No, we've been doing that, you know, since the All-Star break of throwing him and trying to get him the ball. We like to try to get him the ball where, if we can, right under the basket, where it takes away the double teams. You know, we can come down and post it to him easily anywhere. You know, he's going to be able to catch it. But, you know, we like to try to get it to him where it's a catch and a finish. And so we have tried to add a few things here and there.
It seemed like it worked better against the Warriors. Is that because of
their size? Well, size-wise, too. You know, their size and... you know, when we play teams that's undersized, obviously we try to take advantage of that.
We saw a little bit better balance between the shots, the shot attempts between Nash and Shaq and the different guys in the last couple of games.
I don't care about that. Yeah. I don't worry about that at all. If a guy is going good and he takes 25 shots, he takes 25 shots. I don't look at the sheet and try to distribute it. It's not an equal opportunity offense. Okay. It's not. It's just, if you're going good and you have shots, one night you might get 25 shots, the next night you might take 8. It's just the way the system is. So we don't consciously look at it and go, oh, wow, he only has 9 shots. We better get him 6 more. Don't do that. Can't do that. That's why, you know, we've had Jay Rich get 30 one night, Matt almost get 30, Steve get 30, Shaq get 30, you know, and LB can get 40, you know. It's just the way we play. We just go with what's going good and what's flowing well.
Hope he's still feeling it today, or is he doing it?
Yeah, he's still got a little pain there, but, you know, he just, he's playing it through it. You know. It's easy to play through it when you're going good. Pain doesn't hurt a little, doesn't hurt nearly as much. Yeah.
Big Pistons fan today?
I've been a big Pistons fan anyway, so I think I'll be even a bigger one tonight.